This is episode 521 on the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflection of Why Buddhism is True, The Science and Philosophy of Meditation and Enlightenment, a book by Robert Wright. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflections. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're very well. Guys, I love books. I freaking love books. I believe books have the power to transform lives. It was Warren Buffett that said that the most important investment you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment in oneself will not only raise the quality of our life, it will also help improve the lives of everyone else around us. Books can assist us to improve within the six fundamental life principles: health, growth, relationships, expression, contribution, and significance. And when we massage these elements continually in our lives, we'll move into heightened levels of liberty, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm a living testament to the nourishment the books deliver. They are like the manure to our soul. They help us shift perspectives, raise awareness, develop understanding, discover greater purpose, seek truth, nurture compassion, and transform lives. A few years back, I set myself the goal of reading more. The target was to read a book a week, and that's why this segment exists. It held me accountable to that goal, and now it's a sustainable habit that I'm absolutely grateful for. By sharing these books, guys, I hope to encourage and inspire you to read more. It also provides me a platform to express my thoughts and increase my understandings of what I've learned. This is the Hidden Why podcast, guys. This is my book reflections. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by purchasing any of the books that you hear in this review through the links at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed today's book reflection. I'll speak at the other end. Enjoy the show. Why Buddhism is True: The Science and Philosophy of Meditation and Enlightenment, a book by Robert Wright. Ultimately, happiness comes down to choosing between the discomfort of becoming aware of your mental afflictions and the discomfort of being ruled by them. That is a quote by Robert Wright. I absolutely love this book. What an exciting and profoundly insightful read, and one that is certainly right up my alley. As I proceed on my journey in attempts to figuring life out and trying to discover ways to dissolve suffering and regret so that I can live with an enduring sense of happiness, this book has certainly helped satisfy that itch. Robert Wright has written a collaborative piece that combines the teachings and ideas of Buddhism with the science of biology and psychology, particularly as it relates to evolutionary science, to highlight why Buddhism is indeed true. Importantly, Wright clarifies that science is as true as there is substantial corroborative evidence in favor of its theory, and little evidence that is incompatible with it. And Wright does a fantastic job in explaining why he believes Buddhism is true based on current modern-day science, biological and psychological truths found in the theory of natural selection. I think it's important to firstly highlight that this book is not only for Buddhists or those interested in the teachings or doctrines of Buddha. I believe some level of knowledge will undoubtedly assist you in making the connections and the understandings of what the author highlights in this book a little easier, but it is not essential. An open mind and curiosity are all that is necessary. I think if you remove the association of Buddhism from this text, the insights are about how to think more clearly so we can better understand what is real and purposeful compared to what is not. I think it benefits how well we can live our life, to remove the illusions of life so we can drown out suffering and exist with a greater sense of calmness, satisfaction, purity, and joy. The overriding theme and message in this book is the power of adopting some kind of mindfulness practice, either meditation or something similar. The author is certainly knowledgeable in the fields of neuroscience, evolutionary theory, and psychology. However, this book is more a reflection on his personal experience of enlightenment through mindfulness and meditation, which he states he is far from being an expert. Now, for those of you that might become a little bit spooked by that term enlightenment, try not to be. I think if it does bug you in some way, perhaps that's more a reason to read this book. You may just discover that the idea of enlightenment isn't such a crazy or impossible ideal. The author, with his wisdom and knowledge, clarifies this very adequately for the reader. Personally, enlightenment to me is an ability to continually live towards an enduring state of happiness via awareness, understanding, and an autonomous guidance of one's life in both thought and behavior. This definition of mine is partly borrowed by the German philosopher Immanuel Kant's essay on what is enlightenment. His description of enlightenment was, "Enlightenment is a man's emergence from his self-incurred immaturity." Now, I don't know what else will give you inspiration to pick up this book if that doesn't. I mean, who doesn't want to remove aversion from life? Who doesn't want to live with a higher moral purity and an enduring feeling of contentment and joy? The world, I think, needs more books like this. When I look at the current state of the world and all life, I sense a tremendous amount of agitation and suffering. Now, I don't wish to sound bleak or cynical, and I don't think I'm alone with this perspective. I think many of us, you know, want to look the other way because to deal with the current state of affairs is a huge challenge. It's painful, it's suffering, it's hard work. To manage our inner turmoil is confusing and confronting. But if we don't try to progress, if we don't try to measure happiness as it relates to our own life, as it relates to all our collective lives, in efforts to create meaningful solutions, if we don't try to wake up, what will remain? What is the purpose of it all? I suppose what the author presents within Why Buddhism is True is one possible solution, a solution that has been around for centuries, and that is to develop awareness. In awareness, may we expose suffering and then be able to do the work to remove all that is unnecessary. From there, perhaps we can create more happy and meaningful lives. Within the book, the author explains two Buddhist doctrines, which, with the use of science and the theory of natural selection, he does very well. These are the teachings on emptiness and non-self, and these are fascinating concepts, but I've found them in the past very tricky to grasp. Wright has smashed it. He's explained them so beautifully that I have really improved my understanding of these concepts. Natural selection has life continually seeking improvement to advance the conditions of life, so to raise our ability for survival and reproduction. The underlying purpose is to move towards anything that will help grow these standards. If we have been designed to move continually towards what is beneficial for life, then there is also an underlying motivation to walk away from all that is dissatisfying or sufferable. And I believe this is what is meant when Buddha said that life is suffering. As humans, we never seem quite content. There is always an appearance of situations and moments in life that we appear to dislike. I believe this is what is meant by the term dukkha. Dukkha is the craving to avoid or remove aversion or a desire to cling to pleasures. I believe modern-day slavery is not a battle of one's authority of another, but rather an inability to conquer the self. The same self that Buddhism teaches is an illusion, a creation of an identity that we become to believe we have a conscious level of control over, when perhaps we do not. Again, the author explains these concepts and the level of their truth very, very well. I'd like to close by saying that it is the same biological, chemical, and genetic design that favors natural selection and survival that is also the cause for our suffering in life. Suffering that I feel is becoming more paramount in the chaos, novelty, and confusion of modern life, as survival by meeting our most fundamental needs, food, water, warmth, is less a concern. The real concern is our disengagement from being and practicing awareness, a product of lacking accountability, our inability to continually seek to understand what is true and what is not, a lack of the control of our mind, self, and the reality we create and live. As Immanuel Kant defines it, the self-incurred immaturity over our thoughts and behaviors, which I think is the most significant threat to our survival. That is my book reflection. That is my review of Why Buddhism is True. I highly recommend this read. It's definitely up there in my top 10 reads of the year. Enjoy and let me know what you think. Connect at thehiddenwhy.com. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, guys. That is this week's book reflection segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my review of the book or podcast, depending on which episode you're listening to. And if anything, had some inspiration to go out there and check it out, pick up a copy of the book or have a listen to the particular podcast if you haven't already. Guys, you can support the show by using the links at thehiddenwhy.com to purchase any of the books that I do review here. So if you use those links, you can purchase all your Amazon goods and that does support the show. I've also got a deal with Audible. I love books and one of the ways I get to read more books is by listening to them. And Audible has hundreds and thousands of titles there that you can choose from. So at the moment, I've got a deal with Audible. You get two free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Fantastic deal, so check that out as well. Other than that, guys, if you do love what I'm putting down here, you can support the show in a number of other different ways. Number one is by leaving us a review on iTunes. That'd be fantastic. It's a 1-to-5-star review and a brief comment. You can also share any of the episodes you love using the social media links there as well. So share the love, share the passion, share the joy. And other than that, guys, just connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and my email listed there as well. And reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. I love getting some feedback. And I love the questions that come through as well. So if you have any questions of your own or suggestions, please reach out to me through that link. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Mullinsey. And until next time, see you later.